Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Dave Evans is here with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. Of course, we're chatting about the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Dave, always good to see you. Always a pleasure.
Well, thanks for having me.
And we've had a bit of a chill in the air, but now we're back to mild weather, so I don't know what's going on.
I know, it's not looking a lot like Christmas.
No, exactly. But we got to think ahead to Christmas with the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. We'll take a different angle this time, Dave. I know Dave Elliott from the radio station. With CJCS, we're celebrating our 100th anniversary, and Dave Elliott has made a $100 donation to get things rolling on the GoFundMe page. So that's we're putting right. A challenge out in terms of CJCS 100, 100 years of community. Let's get those $100 donations in to get things started. What do you think?
That's a great idea, and he was the very first donation this year. So we've got the ball rolling. I just like to see it pick up a little speed. I know it's early yet, but, things happen very quickly. Like right now, House of Blessing and Salvation Army, they're both taking registrations right now, and in roughly a month or early part of December, they'll be distributing the gift cards. Now, this year, we're doing the gift cards with no frills. They have been great supporters of us in the past with other Kiwanis endeavors, but last year with this one, I mean, they were very generous. And I'd say thank you very much to Jess and Craig out at No Frills, but there's a couple of people, too, with Salvation Army. We've got Jennifer there and Molly at House of Blessing. This is a lot of work over and above their regular work, and I really appreciate the endeavors that they put in.
Yeah, and that's a good point. It is the purchasing of the gift cards that will be distributed, but it's a lot of people behind the scenes coordinating things like this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they make sure that the right people are getting the cards, because this year we've got 900, and I'm sure they could do more families than that, but they're making sure that they're all deserving families and not collecting from both places. You know, it's a lot of care is taken in this, so I appreciate all the endeavors that and all the extra work that they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, we're talking about our GoFundMe page, and again, sort of our $100 challenge out for the CJCS 100th, but you don't have to go to the GoFundMe page. You can also drop by the radio station.
Oh, absolutely, and remind everybody, December the 13th, that's our Radiothon day. You'll be able to phone in and use your credit card, and again, a tax receipt will be given for every one of those. So there's quite a number of ways that you can do this. The thing is, this year, our budget, we're trying to raise $50,000 this year. That's a lot of money, and there's a lot of other causes out there, but this is one that we've been doing for probably at least 46 years that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tradition in Stratford, and Stratford has always been caring and giving to those less fortunate.
And we would love to hear from you. Again, it's the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. As Dave was mentioning, the big radiothon for December 13th. And also that day, there's going to be a hockey game, too.
That's right. Well, it's a big game. It's Stratford-St. Mary's. A lot of rivalry, but it's also an alumni night. So we'll be there with our buckets, collecting any loose change, any change you've got. It all adds up. It's amazing how much you can get.
Yeah, awesome. So again, be a part of that very special day. But in the meantime, yeah, get those donations in. It is not too early. Let's get this ball rolling, certainly through our GoFundMe page. You can follow the links at mystraffordnow.com. Dave Evans with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. It's back for another amazing season of giving, amazing season for our community, the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Dave Evans, Dave, always a pleasure, and thanks for everything you do.
Thanks for having me.